Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Gone.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
Miles Title?
Miles Title.
Miles, the Chicago Bear fan title?
Yeah.
Well, now, it is Super Bowl Sunday. It's over.
It's over.
9-something in the evening. I have not watched anything because I'm not that interesting to me. I watched the Scooby Bowl with my kids for a while.
You mean on the Puppy Bowl?
No, on Cartoon Network they had the Scooby Bowl.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, it was Scooby-Doo movies, one right after the other, so that's what I watched.
I watched a little bit of the Puppy Bowl earlier.
No, Puppy Bowl. So tell me, what's the results here?
They lost. My team lost. I want to congratulate the Colts.
And really?
Yeah, the Colts beat them.
No way.
12 point, yeah.
Is it really all over?
Points. It's in the history books, dude.
Wow, I figured it would have went until 10 or something.
It started pretty good, and then it kind of petered out. That's all I'll say about it.
I guess no more Super Bowl shuffle then.
Not this year, no. No.
That's too bad.
No.
So you're all down then. It's a downer.
It's not a complete loss, though, I guess. But
why is that? You like the Colts?
I was a little turned on, I guess, during the Super Bowl.
Jeez. Why? Yes. What did Prince do? I know you're a big Prince fan.
Oh, let's go!
Penis-shaped
guitar, that big penis phallus coming off the guitar. No.
What's that song, Sexy Sadie? Is that do you play that one?
That's a Beatles song.
Oh, is it? He played something like that. Anyway, Prince had something like that.
Oh.
Anyway. So go ahead.
No, my wife's best friend, Desiree, once again over here, over at our house, right?
I mean, come on. I mean, you got a wife. What do you got to keep looking at Desiree for?
I don't. Well, now here's the thing. Oh, no, I'm not.
All right.
I'm watching the game. I'm not paying attention because they're off in their own little world on the couch talking about something. I don't care.
Right.
Whatever they're talking about, I don't care. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Okay. Were you sitting in your recliner?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, there you go.
I look over because I haven't paid attention to anything. I look over and my wife has removed Desiree's shoes and socks, and now gently is applying oil like all over her like feet.
What?
Very gently applying oil, rubbing it in.
Why? You know, what was wrong with her feet?
I don't know. I go, excuse me. What gives? You know, what's going on? This is just this new thing I got, and I'm just trying it out. It's like, you know,
aromatherapy or something?
I don't know. It's like all this natural, you know, junk in it. Like, oh, it's cucumbers and jizz and honey or something. Like monkey jizz and honey. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And they're just like going at it, like this oil thing.
Did they switch off or just one person get the treatment?
No, like just like my wife did her, you know, basically. It was not reciprocated in any way, but
interesting.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow.
I would say your wife's a giver, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, hey, how do I get in on this? Hey, my feet are kinda gross and scaly and you know, they haven't had any love in 14 years. No one wants to suck my toes, man. Go for it, because I will be into that. And you know what I got?
Dirty looks?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Did you really ask him to suck your toes?
I offered to suck toes, I guess. Oh, I didn't know what all was in this mixture, but I don't.
Would it matter? I mean, really?
No,
I was like, wow.
What
I know if the opportunity's ripe, you'd suck down some monkey jizz just for the hell
I don't.
Of it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I was like, wow. Like, I got hooked. This is why the Bears were still winning, you know, the fourth quarter. So I was, like, totally distracted, you know, for a while. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I'm like, when's the last time I got a rub down like this? Like, a loving rub down, you know, oil gently on the toes, between the toes. I'm like,
oh, my. Between the toes, even.
I go, look at all the dry skin on my ankles. And, you know, I'm gross.
You're too far gone, probably. And so
I'm like, what gives? How do I you know, how am I getting cut out of the loop on this, man?
Unless you started shaving your legs, you got that going on, too.
So. Yeah, I know. Like, you guys want to wax me or something? I mean, I'll be into that. You know,
This is super, you're going to be like in an old folks home, and we'll have like we'll still be doing this crap, and you'll be in an old folks home. I finally had the three-way.
You know, I did.
Some
I
bad
did.
Test results came back for Desiree, and she said, I'll do you.
On her deathbed. All right, here you go.
She even said I could bring a dog if I had one.
Yeah. Actually, I did mention a triple kiss.
Oh, nice. If the Bears win, can I...
If the Bears win,
then you bet blew out the door. Then
we're down by two touchdowns, but please consider it. Please, triple kiss. Let's go. I saw it on MTV once. It's not wrong. It's so not, right.
What are your kids doing while this is going on?
They were asleep.
They're asleep, and they never sleep. What are you talking about?
No, I don't know. My one kid, I think he's sick or something.
Oh, okay.
He pretty much was sleeping for, like, the last 10 hours. My other kid,
oh, great. I didn't even check on him.
My other kid, he kept getting yelled at the whole time. He spilled, like, a can of pop. Like, get out of here! Look at that pop into the oil. Get out of here!
That's right. Get that pop. Oh, wait a minute. That's sticky. Come back here.
Yeah, again. I'll put it on there. Put it on.
Throw it all over everybody over there.
So he was all mad. He's like, ooh.
Here, I want you to take this can out in the other room and shake it up real good. Come in and, come in and shoot it all over the couch.
I'm like, who's going to wipe my feet? Who's going to do my feet, man?
Well, see, that's number one. That's the problem. You're whining. You're crying.
Yeah.
You're begging. What you need to do is you just need to take your socks off and then pop a foot up there.
Hey, I should be like, hey, biatch. No. Daddy's next, you know.
Something like, yeah, that would have went over real good.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I should have done that because, you know what, I got nothing.
Yeah. Well, you sit back and you wait, and what do you get?
Nothing, man.
Nothing.
Yeah, you're right. Cause
you
got to
act.
Like, too, yeah, I know. I was
you
like,
should have been goofy, you know, and then put your foot up there and played around and then, you know.
It'd be funny if you did that to me.
And then wait for the invite, and then you take them up. Oh, yeah, I'll lay down here on the floor. And
I know.
And the next thing you know.
It's dill pickle juice and whipped cream and spaghetti.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take some of that.
So, I don't know.
Well, Desiree, you can do my feet. And then.
No, nothing.
Yeah, well, there you go.
0-0.
So how did the feet look at the end of that, then?
Soft and kissable. Yeah, soft and kissable. I was like, wow.
Well, you should plug that product, you know. They might give us some sponsorship.
I know Hargrave should be in on this.
Well, no, he was the one that was amazed by the whole foot thing. He wasn't the one that was into it. He was into cantaloupe or something.
He likes to, you know, test out weird shit, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
And his wife going with stuff.
Yeah, he's more into the waxing of things, I think, but that's a whole other story. That's nice. I'm sorry you got the rebut there.
Well, I mean, even though the Bears did lose, and I'm kind of depressed about that, there was like an upside too. So,
what's that?
Whole feet.
Oh, whole feet. Watching the foot get massaged.
No, it wasn't like a complete loss, I guess, in my eyes. But
I'll just move on to the next thing. Let's see here.
I mean, maybe a triple kiss might have, you know, raised things more, but you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Is anybody drinking at all?
I think Desiree was drinking a little, but not enough.
Any white Zinfandel flowing there? Little white wine spritzers, you know?
There was no box of wine or anything.
No Franzia.
There was no Rohypnol there or anything.
Well, see, whenever my wife has friends over, I always go buy the cheap liquor. That's me. I if you remember, it's been a number of years now, but she had the girl from England over. And I went and bought this really cheap bottle of rum or something, and everybody got drunk. That was the end of that. So.
But did anyone take off their clothes and start to get rubbed down with lotion? And
no, I didn't. But everybody got really lit, and they were all giggly.
Hey, man.
Yeah. And she was British, so it was giggly British, which is even funnier for me.
Mr. Lament, you're too funny.
Yeah, it was funny, you know, so.
Well, there you go.
But I'm like, oh, it must have been that cheap booze I bought. It was in the clearance. It was in the clearance bin. My cheap booze. So that's what I would suggest next time. Buy some cheap booze. So
I was. Guess I was doing the Super Bowl shuffle in my pants.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Hopefully you're not doing it right now. But.
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh.
Even worse would be if you're actually watching that old video, because then that would
You know, I did watch it recently.
I'm sure you did.
Because you were all like 2 weeks ago, like, that was so gay.
It was. It was.
You know, I watched it. I hate to say
it. It was, wasn't it? It was like.
I felt a little gay watching it. I'm like, oh, no.
They all should have been wearing leg warmers and had like Richard Simmons hair going on.
I'm like, damn it, that Gary Fencek is a beautiful man.
Oh, God, don't say that. That was a gay video. That was gay. It was gay at the time. Everybody bought into it.
I know. Well, at the time, I was like, oh, it's funny. It's cool. But now I watch it. I'm like, wow, this is a little. Okay, it's more than just a little.
My name is Sweetness.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
yeah,
wow,
exactly.
This is a little.
And they're wearing their, you know, uniforms with, like, some pads, but not all the pads. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I know. It was a little, like.
It wasn't manly, that's for sure.
Yeah, I had to turn it off, actually. I'm like, okay, this is good.
Yeah, and then they had McMahon come on, and he's like, I don't know. He looks like Special Ed, man. He's just bad looking.
That's his whole rap, though.
Well, no, I mean, he looked retarded. The man looked retarded back then.
That's how he looked. That was his thing. He looked retarded.
Like,
he was retarded looking. What? He was a punky QB, man.
Yeah, I'm the punky QB with an IQ of 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, I'm like, wow. I remember he looked funny, but I never really caught, you know, really thought about it. But no, he was retarded looking.
Always had the sunglasses.
That's because when he took them off, because boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
He had like the cross eyes going or something. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, there's something up with that guy. He's not right.
He got the cock eye.
Yeah. So there you go.
So, yeah, well, that's too bad the Bears lost. I was hoping they would win. Just being a lifelong Illinoisan and all that stuff. So
I feel bad because I was making bets at church again this year.
Oh, God.
People approach me. No, people approach me.
Of course, because the sucker. There's the sucker.
Come on, man.
Even in church, they can find the sucker, man.
I know.
It's like Church of Carnies.
We had this, you know, last year, you know, I said this guy wanted to bet me, and I felt
right.
Bad. I was like, well, here we go again.
Well, I'll give you a little history. Well, now that they lost it, I shouldn't even give you the history, but yeah. I'm from Decatur, and, you know, the Bears are from Decatur originally. So the Decatur, they were the Staley Bears.
True.
They're a company team for A.E. Staley in Decatur, and then they moved up to Chicago, Chicago Bears. Yep. And you know what? They're losers then, and they're losers now. Bunch of fucking losers.
20 years from now, they'll be back in the Super Bowl again, and they're gonna
Another 20 years, and
we had to wait 21 years to get back, and we blew it.
And then there'll be just another gay video, and
well, at least they didn't do it this year, thank
you. Really, everybody thank be playing God. That. Yeah. The Bears lose, and here's their music video to show you.
I think it'd be a little more street this time.
It was Bismarck. He's doing it. Look at Bismarck. He produces. I've always thought of you as the white Bismarck.
White Bismarck. Yeah. Thank you.
You kind of look like him as well. Oh, baby, you got what I need. Keep on rubbing that foot lotion. Keep on rubbing that foot lotion.
I'm making my own lotion.
I got a couple of ingredients here for you.
I'm getting a semi.
But don't call me the chemist for nothing, baby. Paint shaker, that's what they call me. So I was going to... What?
Go ahead.
I was going to talk about how I've created a monster. A video game monster. I don't know when it kicked in. It has never been this bad, but over the weekend, my son was just driving me nutty. He's got a Game Boy, right? Last year.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
And I got him all these games. He loves to play and everything. And I help him out every once in a while. I love to play the games, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not so into it that I just gotta play, right? I like to play when I need to help out, and that's it. Right. I got other stuff. I got other stuff I need to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I'm sure there's something I'm doing. So,
right.
So this year, for Christmas, we got him a DS because the Game Boy went over so well.
Sure.
He wanted a DS. Well, you know, the games are a little harder on the DS.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'm spending more and more time playing the game.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, the kid is absorbed with these games.
I know. You see, I know.
And it's like all weekend, Dad. You know, and he's playing. We got him a little kid game, so he's playing the Sweet Life with Zach and Cody.
Oh,
and Dad, Zach can carry the pie thrower, and then Cody can run. Right? And then I'm like, he's telling me all these attributes that this guy, the kid's got in the game.
I hate the show, so I can't even imagine what the game's like, because I hate that show.
Oh, really? I like the show. But anyway.
My kids watch that show nonstop.
I like it. I think it's a good show. I like it.
Hate.
And so, anyway, but the game, it's just like, it tells me, you know, and then Cody can get on Zach's shoulders, and all weekend, I got the rundown, constant rundown, and we're trying to make it past these levels. And the thing was, he would hand it to me after the instructions were gone.
Right.
And so then I had to figure out, what the hell? You know, he's got this thing on his back that, like, can throw pies, and it can throw balloons. And what do I need to do? Do I need to throw a balloon at this wall and make it wet so you can punch through it like paper? Or do I, you know, it's got a sucker thing. And so then I'm trying to figure out all these little things, right?
Right.
And it's driving me out of my mind because I can't figure them out. I'm like, God damn it, why do they make these games so fucking hard? It's a little kid game.
Here, why don't we play this one, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, exactly, San Andreas.
Hey, San Andreas.
They don't have that one for the DS yet.
I can do that.
Yeah. Well, that I can understand. Is Zach and Cody supposed to murder Mr. Mosby? I can get that. I understand that.
What I like is when they ask for your help and you try to help them and you realize they're better than you.
Oh, no. I mean, he's way better than I am. I don't know. The only reason I'm helping is because he can't read.
And then
they
just end up, like, ripping it out of your hands. Like, just give me it.
Yeah, that happened.
Like,
well, you have to understand. I don't know if people. My kid's only 4 years old and he's playing these games and he's like,
right.
He's like, 80% through the game. So, I mean, this is like the hard part of the game now. The last 20% is the hard part.
Right.
But he can't read yet.
Right.
At least he can't read anything besides Zach, Cody, and, you know,
yeah.
So a few words. He can't read, like, sentences that they put up on the screen for what you're supposed to do. And so then he hands it to me after the fact. And I'm like, well, let's just die off and I'll read the instructions. No! You can't die! And it's like, you know... It's like you with the foot rubbing, you know, they're whining over there. No, you can't die. Come on. I just got this far. It's not saved yet. So I try to play, and then I eventually die anyway. But, I mean, it takes me a half an hour to die then at that point. And then it's like, God damn it. I should be, like, working on something, I swear. You know, I got a list here somewhere.
Right.
And so then I started telling him no because it's just gotten so bad. And then he just cries and it's just horrible. And I'm like looking at my wife. My wife won't play him.
Right.
She's already laid down the law. You know what I mean?
Smart. Yeah.
And I haven't. I've been like in there, you know, because I mean, I love that kind of stuff, but I just don't have the time to master all these things, you know, so.
Right.
But it's just, you know, no, I just want to give people advice. You know, hold off a little bit. Don't give the 4-year-old. The best game playing device in the world there, you know what I mean?
Right.
I actually thought about getting a Wii over Christmas, and I'm glad I didn't.
Right.
Because then I'd be doing that, and I'd probably chuck the thing through the TV like everybody was doing, or throw my arm out or something, you know what I mean?
You probably just didn't want those two Japanese guys to visit your house, is probably what you
mean. Oh, well, I didn't see that commercial, so.
What do you mean? That commercial's on all the time. These guys in this little dinky car.
I don't watch the commercials. I got TiVo.
They hook it up, and they...
I got a fucking TiVo, so I don't have to watch.
They giggle like a couple of girls, and they leave, and they're like,
"Are you sure this isn't one of your dreams?" Because I could see
I don't have dreams about two Japanese guys
in a tiny little car rubbing each other's feet or something.
Oh no! This is not a fantasy. It is not a dream.
Look at me as a Super Bowl shuffle. I'm going to play Wii football, and we will win the Super Bowl. So. It's one of your weird dreams.
Yeah, okay, you caught me. Yeah, it's one of my weird dreams. You got
Desiree,
me.
I had a dream about you last night, but you were a small Japanese man playing the Wii.
playing with my Wii.
You had the nunchuck and you kept tugging on it, and I woke up and I had to run to the bathroom. And my wife was like, "What's going on?" I said, "Never mind, honey. It's motion controlled." But anyway, that's just my advice to everybody, you know.
Domo arigato.
There you go. Domo. Domo.